follow the messages on screen to live an updated version of the station becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are here to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes. Mm. What's going on, Cameron?
Episode 23.
Gosh dang.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan episode.
That's all we're going to talk about.
Today we're talking about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
No, what are we talking about today?
We have a bunch of survival boxes to talk about.
My goodness, we do. We've got three survival boxes.
And then... A battle box.
We got a battle box, and we got a sear patch.
And a belt.
And a slide belt. Holy crap, man.
We are packed
with reviews.
Where?
Other than that, what else are we talking about?
Today's episode is about martial law.
Surviving martial law. So... Yeah. That's what we got going on today. But first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS.
Mm, do it.
Yep, it's fantastic. Before we move on too far, Cam, we did do a new review video.
Did.
Do you remember that?
The fire poof.
It wasn't fire poofs. Yeah, the fire puffs. So go check that out. It's on our website. It's on our YouTube channel. You can find it.
They're
if you want to find it, you
Utah
can find
boys.
It.
Utah boys.
Yeah, they're Utah boys. So we wanted to make sure we got them on there.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
And Cameron, today, it was a very exciting day. It was super exciting.
Because you didn't go to work?
But also, we put the finishing touches on a brand new book we just wrote.
Yep.
And we're really excited to tell you guys about it.
We are. It's going to be a sweet,
yes,
sweet.
Yeah, we're really excited. I think by next month in March, it should be available on Kindle. The title is The Casual Prepper's Guide to the Apocalypse.
Yep.
Man.
You can read it to your spouse.
Uh-huh.
You can read it to your kids,
yes,
before bed.
Uh-huh.
It's a great book.
I actually don't suggest reading
funny.
It to small children.
Yeah,
it's not too bad.
It's not. Yeah, it's not bad. But
it's much like the podcast. There's humor involved. But anyways, what it is you know, it's about basically the crap we talk about here. It's the basics of it. Why we prep.
It's the casual version of the casual preppers.
Exactly. So please be looking for that. We're really excited to show that to you. It's coming out soon. Cam, you got anything else before we move on?
No, that's exciting. That's a huge accomplishment by Kobe Musley.
And Cameron.
Listener, reviews starts now.
I like this one.
Yeah, I think you got to read this one.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I want you to go ahead and do it.
All righty.
So, listener reviews, guys. This is the portion of the podcast where we read a 5-star review that you left either on iTunes or Facebook.
Yeah. Was this one on iTunes or Facebook?
This was iTunes.
Okay. So this one was by United_survival.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the underscore.
I know, that's important.
Don't forget it.
So this one is titled, The Aliens Took My Welfare Away.
No.
So before I start, put on your tinfoil hat so they aren't reading your thoughts. Done? Good. This podcast has helped me prepare for when the aliens that we all call politicians call down their mothership to steal our Nutella and Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap.
We only have one chance. Everyone must listen to the Casual Preppers podcast to prepare. See you when the cows take us prisoner. Okay, you can take off your tinfoil, but make sure to leave the clove of garlic up your butt for gay Mexican vampires. I learned about them on Fox News. I wouldn't be surprised if Fox News actually aired something like that.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny, man.
That was a review.
That was a good one. Thank you, United Survival.
Yes. So if you guys want to make
it... If this doesn't sum up our podcast,
oh,
I don't know what else.
Man, it's just like, it was a perfect summary of what we do here. Perfect.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Social media shout out.
So,
whoa, did you change that?
No, that's the same as it's always been.
I don't remember the...
Well, you don't listen very well.
I don't.
So I just wanted to really quickly shout out someone on our Facebook group. We got a couple hundred people on our Facebook group, and it's a really cool place to come and...
Facebook.
and Facebook with a group of people who are like-minded. They're all podcast listeners, and they all like talk about cool prepping stuff and survivalist stuff. Anyways, Jamie Cannon Can. I don't know how to say his last name. Can you read that, Cameron?
Canine. Cannon Can?
Cannon Can. I don't know. Jamie?
A Cannon Can.
Whatever. He's always on our Facebook group, and he's always posting really cool stuff, and he's always part of the discussion, so I just wanted to shout him out real quick.
Cool.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
What did you put on the first part, you dick?
So, can you read that first part that I've got right there?
It says Cam's fat ass.
So, I got to tell you a story real quick. So, I invited Cam, as he is one of my good friends, over to my house this weekend.
Not that good of a friend.
Him and his wife came over. He brought his kids. You know, it was an all joyous occasion and whatnot. We were playing some games, and he sat down on this bench that we have on our table at first. So he's like, man.
So Kobe's wife has some, like, really, she has some nice decorative.
Yeah.
You know, she goes all out at her house.
She does. Yeah.
She goes all out. It's a really nice, fancy bench with, you know, it's like all painted with writing on it.
Yeah.
It's like really moderny looking.
It's kind of industrial type looking.
Yeah,
anyways,
I guess that's what it is.
So Cam sits down on it. He's like, whoa, is this okay to sit on?
Kind of felt like a boat a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, a million people have sat on that. Don't worry about it. It's going to be just fine. So he sits on it. I'm going to say, 45 minutes later maybe?
Yeah.
45 minutes later.
I kind of put my hands up behind my neck while we're playing.
He shifted weight just perfectly enough and absolutely destroyed that mother effer.
I did.
I mean,
I split it in two.
He split it in two, and like there was dust particles everywhere. He like disintegrated part of that sucker. Anyways, that's part of my mad, mad world today because I just thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun time. I felt pretty good about myself.
Yeah, he did. He went directly home and did push-ups for like 2 hours.
I really don't weigh that much, I didn't think. Jeez.
Anyways, that was awesome. But my real mad, mad world, we've had tons of snow this winter here in Utah. And that's good.
Too.
It's good for us, usually, because we are usually in a drought.
Always,
right?
Yeah.
So everybody's pretty excited about it. Except for the fact that we got so much of it at once, and then we started getting some rain.
Weird.
And then we started getting some warm days.
Yeah, we
like
did.
It warmed up, so the runoff was absolutely insane. So Cache County, which is a few counties up from us, they had like massive floods.
Yeah,
right. It was so bad that the city's sewer system was running at capacity, and the sewage was backing up into people's houses.
Oh,
yeah, and they also said there was a few places where they couldn't drink the water.
Wow.
Because it was that bad. So it's just one of those things that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, my parents are still sucking up water in their basement.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're
just over
there.
The mountain.
That's right,
so
yeah.
The whole northern part of the state.
So flooding is an issue, even if you're not in a place that usually floods. I mean, with us, that's not usually a big deal.
No,
but
we've had warnings here, but
yeah.
Thank goodness it stayed cold enough.
I think we're actually, I think come next month we'll probably have issues here. But anyways, you know, that's a good reason to get those water preps in order and make sure, you know, if you're in a spot that has this frequently, have some sandbags or whatever it takes to kind of quell that flooding.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
That's what I got, boy.
So, mine has similar substance with it. So water is another issue in this scenario. So the Oroville Dam.
I know. I never know how to say it. Oroville? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Oroville.
Oroville, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the spillway, I mean, if you guys have been watching the news, the reservoir was it the reservoir, right?
Yeah.
And it was starting to just fill up, and they started using their spillway, and it basically eroded.
Yeah.
And so there was some mixed like news, you know, they were like, we're not using the emergency spill part of the dam, and so don't worry about it. And then 2 hours later they're like, nah, 190,000 people, please evacuate.
Get the F out.
And so it just makes me think, like, all of my stuff's in my house. All of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or is it? I should say.
I was gonna say, yeah, or is it?
At someone's house. But yeah, freaking, you'd have to leave it all. You have to get up and get out, and that would suck.
Oh, did you see the pictures, the video of the people trying to get across
the
bridges and stuff?
Man.
It was ridiculous.
And there's another reason to have a bunch of crap in your car.
Exactly.
You're gonna
be ready to go at a moment's notice if you have to.
And then still get killed by a big wave of water.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, it all turned out okay, right?
So, yeah.
But it's just another example of your fantastic politicians and mm-hmm. government officials.
You guys are fun. You guys need to get out here.
Well, plus, I mean, how much money do we give them for these types of things? That
I know,
thing was just
seriously.
Like just eroding, man.
And how long has California been getting tons of water?
Yeah.
Like that they should have been thinking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Stupid California.
Yeah. Anyways, Cameron, let's talk about martial law.
Mm-hmm.
I think
let's talk about Michael Jordan first.
Okay.
His number was 23. Moving on.
That's it. That's all we're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Martial law. Tell us, what's the basics? What is martial law?
Okay. Well, we've talked about martial law a little bit before, so I'm just going to read straight up definition.
All right.
So, a temporary state of government wherein curfews, the suspension of civil law, civil rights, habeas corpus, which is you can't have children after that's been suspended.
Yeah.
Are we'll talk more about it. The application of military laws extended to civilians. So, basically, you know, the military just will take over and rule and you're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then whoops. I thought I knocked something off.
Everything's okay. Everything's okay.
So basically, and Kobe has some history that'll kind of clarify it a little bit better too. But the highest ranking military officer, it becomes kind of the military governor.
Right.
And the head of government in that, you know, area. The executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the government are replaced by military.
Sometimes that doesn't sound too bad.
I know, seriously.
But yeah, it's not a good
thing. I haven't been in the military, but I imagine, you know,
it's going to be harsh.
I imagine you're going to have a pretty rough babysitter.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, this is something. Anyways, we're going to go through some of this.
Yeah, go into the history.
Okay, I'm going to kind of go into the history of when this has been used, mostly in the United States, because this gets used actually quite frequently in other countries. But
yeah, and forever.
Yeah, for years and years. But for us, I just kind of want to go through exactly for the United States how this affects us. So really, Congress has never declared martial law on a national level. It's never been done. Hasn't happened. So going way back after the Boston Tea Party, they had partial martial law.
Partial.
Partial.
How does that work?
Partial martial law. They didn't suspend everything.
You're not suspended and you're suspended.
Everybody that's blonde is all right. and then General Jackson, soon to be president, declared martial law in Louisiana in the War of 1812. So that actually happened just in Louisiana, though. Hey. So, do you remember the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, Cameron?
I remember a little bit about it.
Yeah, so there was a huge fire in Chicago in the year of 1871. It was huge. So the mayor, Roswell B. Mason, declared a state of martial law. After the fires went out, it was done. So it only lasted a few days. It was just, a lot of times it's almost like a state of emergency. And a state of emergency can kind of be similar to martial law.
Right, right.
So so that only lasted for a few days. The earthquake of 1906 in San Francisco, they declared martial law. This was crazy. Did you read this part, Cameron?
I read through your notes.
So when they declared martial law, all the dynamite was confiscated in the area.
Oh, that's... I just saw you added that, huh?
Right, yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
So they confiscated all the dynamite, but they used it to destroy buildings in the path of fires.
No kidding?
Yeah, so if anybody had dynamite in the area, they said, we're going to go do this.
Give me your dynamite.
Yeah, we got to go blow up some buildings to stop this fire.
Because
they couldn't stop the fires. That's one thing with earthquakes. It's not always just the quaking and the earth shaking and whatnot. Fires start everywhere, so they had to stop it, and the only way they could do it was basically build fire breaks with rubble. So they just confiscated all the dynamite.
That's freaking insane.
I know. That's nuts, huh? So in the Civil War, Lincoln was able to declare martial law, and that went on for a little while. So the biggest example I could find of martial law within the United States was in Hawaii. And at the time, it wasn't a state yet, but it was a territory, so I still consider that the United States, right? So, December 7th, 1941, we all know what happened. The Japanese, a bunch of douchebags, and they, you know, they blew up a bunch of
exactly.
Exactly like that. Right after that happened, the governor, Joseph B. Poindexter, declared martial law on all the Hawaiian islands, right? And stuff got nutty. Seriously, I mean, if you
when I was reading through some of that crap, I was like, "What?
This actually happened?
Like some bizarre stuff that they
Yeah.
Made him do.
So the commanding general of the Hawaiian military assumed the position as military governor. So he's basically, he's the guy in charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually approved in a way by FDR. They actually sent him a telegraph saying, this is what I'm going to do. And FDR's like, all right, go ahead. Dude, you got it. All right, go ahead. That's what FDR sounded like. All right, go ahead. So here's some of the crazy stuff that happened. Saloons were ordered to be closed. Schools and theaters. They just didn't want any place where anyone would gather and start talking, right? Because
No talkie talk during
martial law. They don't like it.
How do you know who's your enemy? I can understand during that.
And at that point, there
wasn't the population. Look at the Japanese population was pretty dang big.
It was like 40% of the population or something. I can't remember. It was a large percentage. So obviously they were worried about it. And obviously in the mainland, they were worried about it because FDR sent them all to internment camps, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, civilians, everybody had strict curfews. The lights, the streets were ordered to be cleared between hours of 9 and 6 a.m. And you'd be arrested if you were out after that. If you were of Japanese descent, you had to be in your home by 8 p.m. So they had even a stricter curfew. Everybody over the age of 6 was fingerprinted, registered, and ordered to carry around military-issued ID cards. So they ended up getting intelligence reports on 450,000 Hawaiians. So they were like really checking what everybody was doing, like really. So there was a really...
What you doing?
What you doing over there? That's my pineapple.
Hey, what you doing?
So they had a really strict censorship of the media. The governor required that all newspapers be made illegal unless they were granted a license.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. So there was no free press was gone. So that's, you know, one of your rights that is just absolutely gone. There was actually no newspapers and radio stations for a little while. So, and anything that wasn't printed exclusively in English was not given a license. So, if there was anything that was part Japanese, no
done.
Go. Not happening. No go.
No so, PlayStation.
Yeah. The local telephone company was taken over by the military. So, they became your telecom company. All outgoing mail was read and censored by the military. All long-distance telephone calls to the mainland were required to be spoken in English and censored.
Wow.
So... if you were calling somebody in, you know, Mississippi, you couldn't speak Japanese to them. Wasn't going to happen. So civilian ownership of firearms was prohibited, except to those specifically authorized. Every male islander was ordered to construct a bomb shelter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So 300,000 acres of private land was confiscated by the military. So, I mean,
I haven't seen in Hawaii they have any like tours of those bomb shelters. Are they still there?
I would suspect so.
That'd be cool to see.
I just don't know. What kind of do they do on an island like that?
When the water, it's like, as soon as you dig down. I don't know how they do it either.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that, I guess. Yeah. Wages were frozen. You couldn't switch jobs. If you're a Japanese national, you were only able to make $200 a month. It's like you can't make any more. That's all you get. Wow. And then you had withdrawal limits and everything like that. Every light bulb and every flame was ordered to be extinguished.
This is what
dark.
I thought was weird.
Yeah. You couldn't have a light on after dark.
The headlights too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What would it say? The headlights, car headlights were to be painted blue to dim the beams.
Crazy. That's so weird.
Yeah. They were just really, really worried about more bombing raids. And so,
they wanted clarity at night,
black.
Basically.
Pitch black.
Oh, so nobody could locate.
So they couldn't locate cities at night and things
sense.
Like that.
I was
so that's
wondering why they did that.
Yeah, so that was the point. You
just
couldn't even have
navigation
like
at night.
You couldn't have a kitchen stove burner on, or they would come and get you.
Wow.
Like they, you know, you could see it flickering through a window. Really insane. So finally, in April of 1944, they overturned the suspension of writ of habeas corpus, and technically it ended on October 24th, 1944. Roosevelt, his presidential proclamation 2627 ended it.
That's crazy.
So that's kind of in the United States. There was actually a few more that were some more localized martial law things, some riots. There was some like coal miner rebellions and things like that that they had to quell that they used martial law. But they were really localized. They only lasted a few days.
That sounds insane in Hawaii, and
yeah,
that's the reality of martial law.
Well, that's like, the thing. Like, if we had an attack similar somewhere, I mean, that's something that could actually happen.
Oh yeah.
So this
is so freaky that it's very real.
Yeah, it's super.
I mean,
real.
It's set up to happen.
Yeah.
Like
it's there. I mean, and you lose your constitutional rights. You lose your First Amendment right. Anyways, you'll probably go into more of that, I'm guessing. Yeah. So, Cameron.
Yes. My turn.
Since we're right here, let's take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do that?
I got to go.
We're going to talk about the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They seriously do, man. I'm not joking about it.
I believe you.
I'm not joking. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. Use our code, Casual Preppers, and you're going to get a discount. I'm not joking you. I get compliments every time I wear one of their shirts. People are like, where'd you get that?
Maybe it's just your body.
Well, it could be my doughy physique, but go
whoa,
to 3%.
Whoa, I'm the fat ass here.
Well, that's true. You did break a bench. Anyways, so go to the 3%er. They're fantastic.
Their shirts are super comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Move on.
Yeah, okay. So martial law. So martial law, you know, isn't all that bad before I get into it. Because let me do it before I get into
okay,
it.
Okay,
good
idea.
Because, yes, it does sound
good
terrifying.
Idea.
So martial law, I mean, it's in play. I mean, it's set up to work for our protection.
Yes.
You know, so say we got an invasion, you know, they're going to set up these curfews, just kind of like in Hawaii. I mean, you don't know that anybody around you, you know, could be an enemy.
The enemy.
Or, you know, or in like the Chicago fire, there's just tons of looting going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unsafe for you and your family. So that's good. I would like protection.
Exactly.
During some chaos like that. You
exactly.
know? So it's not all bad. I mean, the problem is humans are humans and
it can get out of
they
control.
Like to practice authority upon over each other, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, so martial law, it, oh wait, I screwed up my notes.
Don't screw up, man. Come on.
So it could happen at any time, like we talked about. And I wanted to just talk about a few like obvious events, things that we've talked about before.
Sure.
Riots and protests, you know, which are going on
constantly
all the time.
It seems like it.
So if
every
they
week.
Get, you know, I love how people think that, you know, I understand you have the right to do that, but you know, it gets bigger and bigger and more insane. You're basically going to strip yourself of freedom.
Yeah. If you get too crazy with it, you're going to get to a point where you're going to lose your rights.
Yeah. So it's like, good job. You just put yourself into martial law.
Exactly.
And now you lost everything. You can't even protest, buddy.
Yeah.
Economic meltdown or economic, however you like to say that. So that's pretty real.
That absolutely could happen. I mean,
yeah. Ooh. And
that's one of the things that scares me the most.
I know.
Because it's obvious that at some point it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're not taking steps to stop it.
No, our country especially.
We're just going further and further in that direction.
Yeah. Both the people and the freaking government.
Exactly.
Itself. It's just so ridiculous.
Yes.
Cyber attack. So we've talked about these one or two times on Mad Mad World.
Sure have.
But, you know, one on here is the attack on 9/7/16. So just last year, 2 days before the fifth North Korean nuclear test,
Not the fourth.
Not the fourth, the fifth. So they just keep doing that all the time. And we're like 10th or 12th now.
Yeah.
Anyway, the corporation based in California that monitors their missile launches and nuclear testing was hacked. You know,
oh my gosh.
And so it placed all the systems, the computer systems, and monitoring systems, it prevented them from uploading satellite feeds and photos. So they basically blindfolded us while they did their fifth test.
Wow.
And, you know, something as simple as that, you know, it just blows my mind how much the government's hacked. I'm like, who designed your security?
You're supposed to have the best and the brightest there.
Who wasn't still using like floppy disks for the command codes or something?
There's a lot of crazy stuff. That was in Mad Men World a while ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
They're like, they don't even bother upgrading their
their systems.
Yeah.
Their software.
Ridiculous. So yeah, cyber attack. And then we talked about EMP and coronal mass ejection.
Yeah. Why you always got to say it sexy like? I don't get it.
Ejection. Like an EMP from the sun. mm-hmm. wipes out the grid. That'll just cause such chaos that martial law will almost definitely be put in place.
Oh yeah, if there's a government left to actually,
if they can actually communicate.
it depends on how much the military's hardened their systems and the government's hardened their systems.
All unknown.
But yes, yeah, I totally agree.
Major weather or natural event like fire. Earthquakes, volcanoes, earthquakes. And then the dreaded earthquake again. No one wants the earthquake again.
Maybe that's the next book we should write.
Just title it that. Earthquake again. Volcanoes and super earthquake again. Simple stuff. An earthquake can trigger volcanic eruptions and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Freaky. Yeah. Freaky. Pandemics, obviously. That's a really spread of a virus. They're going to shut down everything.
That's a good scenario for martial law.
And it's good practice, the martial law, to prevent spread.
Exactly.
But, a lot suffer in the meantime. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
A war, obviously.
If
we have an invasion or, a nuclear attack on a city, way far from you, the whole country is probably going to go under some form of
It's going to get nuts, no matter what.
And then, have you heard of false flag, like a made-up enemy? Mm-hmm. So, basically the same thing. The government could just screw you over by saying there's this, this, and this. And
we
got to
take over.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, once martial law is in place, I'm just going to kind of briefly go into what it is going to be like.
It's
going to
be so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It really is going to be the most delightful thing in the world.
Yeah.
So, suspension of rights. Kobe started talking about these, your right to information, your right to habeas corpus, which is a suspension of your constitutional right. Basically, I had it written down, the merit, you could probably explain it even better, Kobe, because you're good with that stuff.
I'm not that good, but...
Basically, your trial. You don't have a fair trial.
You can't be detained for no reason for a really long period of time, and then you won't have a chance...
That's habeas corpus.
Yeah, to get in front of a judge, yeah.
That's suspended. They can just incarcerate you for absolutely no reason.
No reason.
Because they hate you, and your face is ugly.
Yeah.
Maybe
you're a fat ass, and you break everything you sit on.
You know what? We're going to wrap this podcast up right now.
And we're done for the day. We'll see you guys next...
Yeah, you don't get your day in court. You are screwed. You're just going to, if you lit up your cigarette when lights were supposed to be out,
bang,
you're in jail. You don't have anybody to represent you.
Bang.
Your right to privacy. So with this, you lose, basically you don't own anything.
No, nothing's yours.
They can come take your food. They can take your water storage. They can take your firearms.
Confiscate resources for the state or the nation. That's what they would
do. And it's the military, so you're probably going to lose your virginity. They're going to take it. And whatever else.
Yeah, exactly.
So, just kidding. If you're in the military, thank you for serving.
Thank you for your service.
It's not you, it's them. So, the right, to make choices, you just don't have any freedom.
Yeah.
Your freedom of speech is gone. There's curfews, detention. Your home, you could lose your entire home just like that. Boom.
Yeah, you're done.
We need this to...
You're going to this FEMA camp over here, whatever it may be.
Yeah, you like this big onion... Storage place, that's where we're putting all of them, but everybody in town.
Onion storage place?
Have you seen those big, bunker-like?
Yeah.
I'm just saying some random crap, okay?
Like a Quonset hut, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the right to your body, it sounds weird. You can't touch yourself anymore.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm so screwed.
Like forced vaccinations, you don't have a choice. Sorry. Yeah. You can't not vaccinate your kids.
There's a virus coming.
Boom.
Doesn't matter.
Gets mass injected with Hep C virus, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then the work camps, like you said.
Yeah.
Like in Hawaii. All males, please report to the middle of town to dig a massive bunker.
Yeah.
And then they'll kill you and bury you in it.
Yeah.
All right. So what to kind of... This is... Imagine a world...
In a world with martial law.
So, lots of armed men just patrolling the streets.
Wow, that sounds fun, man.
It does sound fun. It sounds like Brazil. That's literally how Brazil seems.
Are we going to have, jets going overhead
stuff? Yeah, always.
Always.
Just walk out. What the? That's the apocalyptic.
That's the quintessential apocalyptic sound.
The poster of.
Yeah.
That's funny. Losing your firearms and ammo will really suck. All the work that you've done, all that you've prepared. Gone.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. Kobe's going to tell us how to prepare to against this crap. But seriously.
Sons of bitches.
But seriously, you will literally lose everything.
Literally.
You will literally. I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec. You will literally lose everything. So the other thing is getting food and water. I mean, so they take it all. And then you're going to stand in the line for bread. I mean,
and you're going to get a voucher for this, and you're going to get a voucher for that, and you can go get when they tell you to get what they want you to get.
Yeah. So that sounds fun, standing in line all day for a really small amount of food.
I remember
when
it's
probably your own food that's been piled into.
Oh, thanks. Those were my freeze-dried potato flakes.
You can have the eggs.
Oh,
go ahead and eat all those.
Yeah, not the eggs.
Expect extremely high inflation, if money even still works.
Right, yeah.
You know,
if you even have any money left.
Exactly. They'll take that too. Mm-hmm. Any vehicle can be stopped or seized. So if you don't get out, if you don't bug out quick enough, gone.
Done, son.
Gone. Your health. So health issues are going to be major because your access, you know, you're going to be limited in how often you can go to the clinic.
Right.
So, which would be awesome for me because some of the state Medicaid, they're going to have to limit their visits to only 5 times a week.
So you can't just go in if you got a sniffle
and
try and get some antibiotics.
You're going to have to go to probably a guard and he's going to be like, no.
You're not
You can't
enough.
Go out today. Yeah. Today's not medical day.
You can go on next Tuesday.
So that's kind of freaky. I mean, people that don't have their medications, if they weren't taken from them or if they do, you know, they're going to be probably, you know, lined up, shot.
Yeah. What was the show?
But you know, they're going to distribute all that crap.
Remember Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That show is perfect
for
martial law.
They cordoned off that area. They couldn't get out. There was guards posted.
Yeah.
That's such like the, you know, that's what it's in my head all the
Me
time
too.
When I'm thinking about this. You know what I mean? I heard it yet.
So yeah, health is kind of a scary deal because you're probably going to be all, you know, robotically assigned to go, you know, wherever. Or not even treated at all, and you'll just die of your disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about the habeas corpus, no right to a fair trial. You know what? You piss me off, you're going to go to jail.
You're just going to jail, and it doesn't matter what you say about
it. The officers are going to throw you in the back of their Humvee.
Yeah, you're
beat
done.
Beat you, rape you.
Yeah, why does it always come back to rape with you? Come on, man.
I know, they're not that awful.
There's probably a few of them that are, but they're
there
not.
There are.
Most of them are going to be pretty nice dudes.
The freedom of press, we talked about that. I mean, in Hawaii, you can't print anything. You know, you're not going to have social groups. Your social media cut right off.
I'm not going to get my Facebook.
So I won't notice any difference.
We can't. We won't be able to do the podcast anymore.
Oh, that would suck.
That's like the worst thing that could happen with martial law.
I bet you half of our followers would just kill themselves.
Yeah, they'd just be like,
we don't have any direction.
I have no idea what the hell to do anymore.
I don't know what's going on, Mad Mad World.
I'm ending my life. don't do it, guys.
Yeah.
Stay strong.
So rationing, not only food and everything, but electricity, water, you know, all everything that you are so comfortable with, if you're even living in your home still, it's going to be rationed, which sounds so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
You can only turn your heat on for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I talked about losing your home. In 1950, the guy, I looked at a bunch of different forums and gathered some of these things and different websites. And I just wanted to mention survivalsullivan.com. Always really great articles on there.
Oh, nice.
But I believe the writer, he was from, I can't remember. He was stationed with his family. Anyway, let me see. It's in Romania.
Oh.
So in 1950, a number of hotels and homes were suddenly passed as belongings to the people with no compensation for their current owners whatsoever. Even now, 65 years later, since they were robbed of their goods, they're still trying to fight back in the
to get their stuff back. Wow.
And they haven't gotten that. Isn't that crazy?
So it could be long-term effects. It's not just
exactly.
In the immediate.
So say the martial law is lifted.
Yeah.
You've lost everything. I mean, how are you going to, here's all of your rations back. It's already gone.
Yeah,
depleted.
It's gone. You're done.
And
yeah.
Who knows what the freak's going to happen or what kind of scenario you're in. And then, in communication, you know, knowing what's going on in the outside world, like in Hawaii, there was
no
broadcasting.
Yeah.
It was only what was going on within that area.
So who knows what the government...
That's kind of freaky.
What they were feeding them.
You can't prepare for anything.
No, you have no idea.
And they don't want you to.
No.
So, Anyways, martial law sounds really delightful.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait.
This is almost as awesome as nuclear war.
Yeah.
But what if you combine the two? There's nuclear war and then martial law.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's probably what would happen.
It's true.
Right?
But yeah, pretty scary. And like we talked about, once the government fails and it looks pretty hairy right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just thing is, it always looks hairy. I mean, it really does.
I'm not saying with the media, who knows, really? Honestly.
Yeah, who knows?
I would like to shut a lot of them up.
Absolutely. So there's some things that you can do, and you're probably already if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already doing a lot of these things.
You've done the number one step again. Listening to us.
Yes. This will help. So the number one thing to do is just have your preps. That's number one.
Yo.
You know, always make sure
you have your preps, dog.
Yeah, have your food, have your water, have your first aid stuff, you know, just have it. It's every one of these episodes we do, it comes back to making sure you have those three things. I mean, those are kind of the three main things you need to have, right?
So, I guess I should say not to freak you out about not stockpiling at your own home.
Yeah.
You still should get things.
Exactly.
I mean, don't hold off because you don't have the right place to put it.
But here's something, like we said, you know, the government could come in and say, we need to confiscate everything you have because we're, you know,
we need every box of your toilet paper. Kobe just freak out.
I'm done there. I'm pulling out my nine and I'm going down in a blaze of glory.
These have flares that they've gotten from my house.
Exactly. So, yeah. So exactly what you want to do is make sure you have several caches. Not, you know, don't put everything in one spot in your house.
Yeah.
It's never a good idea, and especially for martial law.
This made me feel a lot more, you know, I need to get a survival cache going.
Yes, yes. So have, you know, have stuff in your car, have stuff in your house, have a survival cache, have stuff at a bug out location. You know, have stuff hidden on your property somewhere. I mean, just have a whole bunch of places that you can have some supplies that's going to help you in this situation, right? I mean, you just have to. And if you know that they're coming, you know, if you can see that martial law has been declared, you can see
20 Humvees coming into town,
just
get out of there,
hide some stuff. Well, obviously, yes, but hide stuff if you can, you know what I mean? So that you can at least keep some extra stuff around somewhere.
Yeah. And if you ever see jets flying over,
just be done.
Just get out.
Get out of there. So it's a good idea. Something I saw that I think was a really good idea, have a decoy stash in your house. You know, maybe they're just going to send in one or two guys. Maybe it's police. Maybe it's Marines. We don't know who it's going to be. You know, maybe it's National Guard.
So have a
stash with a gun, a few, you know, a box of ammo and some food. Say, this is what I got.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're going to be so worried about getting to the next house, they're just going to grab it and go. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to do that, you know, unless it gets hairy and they start really throwing, you know.
Should get like a mannequin. And dress him up in military uniform and have him like just inside your house. So they're like, that house is covered.
They got him covered. Yeah. I want to get the next house, boss. He's still over there. What the hell's that lazy ass doing?
He's like a British guard, you know, the guys that just don't move. Man, you can't even phase that guy.
Oh shit, John fell over on that porch.
He hasn't broken uniform, whatever.
So, you know, you can hide your guns, you can hide food, supplies in the wall, you can hide it in ductwork, under cabinet toe kicks. I mean, just find some spots to hide stuff in your house.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to get crazy with it. Number two. Don't be stupid. Shut your freaking mouth.
Yes.
So
that's
all,
pretty hard for most Americans.
It is.
Right now.
So the thing is, we all know that it's not awesome if this happens. We know we're losing our rights. We know it's not right. We don't like it. But it's not the time to go, well, Merca, here's my gun. I'm going to shoot you. You know what I mean? It's not a good idea.
No.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Comply. Just stay out of jail. Stay out of, you know, prison.
Well, it's like we're talking
about.
Alive. I mean, it's in place to help and protect more people and save more lives. Really.
And even if it's getting bad, just stay alive. If they take your guns, they take your guns.
Right.
You know, we're in America. There's guns on every street corner, basically.
And how many of those soldiers have families, too, you know, that are wanting to get back to them or they have, they know.
So if they come to your house, comply, be polite.
shut your freaking mouth. You know, seriously.
Amen, brother.
Something you can do now is don't be a blabbermouth. Don't be like Cam and say, all my stuff's in my basement. You know?
I didn't say that.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I didn't say that.
I'm just giving you crap, man.
I did
so
say that.
So this basically, it just invites people down the block to tell the guard, hey, if you let this go, I know this guy has this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just shut up. Don't tell everybody.
I will.
I'm just trying to help you, man. Become the gray man. We've talked about this a few times. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't draw attention to your house. Don't draw attention to anything. Just shut
don't
up.
Draw.
Number three, avoid authority. Don't go
sports
out.
Sports authority.
Yeah. That place is severely overpriced.
Isn't it like gone?
I have no idea. Avoid authority. Seriously, don't go out searching for those guys and trying to talk to them. Just don't. Okay.
Where's your commander?
I want to speak with your commander. I'm the head of the HOA here, and I feel like I should have a say. You know, these people are so dumb. So just let it go. You know, just stay inside. Don't just shut up. Number four, be informed. Make sure that you're watching the news if the news is still going. Make sure you're listening to the radio.
But yeah, radio, you know? Likely.
Make sure that if there's internet still going, check Facebook, check news sites.
Check.
Just check it all, because the more information that you have,
the more you know.
The more you know. Dun, 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 dun. I can't remember how that goes. How does it go?
Little star. I can't remember.
Yeah. Anyways, so the more information that you have, that's better. You can make better decisions for yourself, for your family, and for your group. You know, if you get some intel that you're like, oh crap, this is not good. You know when to bug out.
Right.
You know. So if you're looking for that all the time, it's a good idea. So number five is have that bug out plan. This is part of what we talk about a lot.
The other thing on that you were just saying is. It's gonna be hard to like believe people.
Yeah.
Like be very cautious about.
Yeah, don't believe everything.
The whole
you
town's
see.
Blowing up right next to us. We need to get out of here. You could be getting right into.
Yeah.
Going right to jail.
Exactly.
So you gotta be.
Don't trust everybody.
No.
You know, just trust the people that you trust already. It's probably the best idea.
Yeah.
So number five, have a bug out plan. Make sure that right now you already have a bug out plan in place. It's not a good idea when you see, you know, stuff going down on the news, like, let's figure out our bug out plan right
no
now.
Kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's gonna happen tomorrow, just make sure you have it, you know. Have your well stocked bug out bag ready for every member of your family. This is really important so that you can leave the second you feel like you need to.
Yeah.
So you're not waiting around like, I need another 15 minutes to fill this back. You know what I mean? You
right.
don't want to. Just grab it and go. You
right.
need to be able to grab it and go.
And again, hopefully you have alternative bug out
exactly.
plans.
Exactly. You know, make that quick decision before martial law gets declared if you feel like it's necessary. That's always best. If you can get out of the urban areas or the area that is having those issues where they're going to cordon it off like they did in The Walking Dead, right? If you can make that decision beforehand, do it. You know, it's always best to do it. You may not have a choice if you wait too long. That's the bad thing. So, yeah, like I said, you know, being in a big city is probably going to be more dangerous than if you're out in the rural areas, you know.
Yeah, getting out of town is probably going to be hard.
Yeah.
By that time, you'll probably be turned around.
Yeah, leaving in a car is going to be tough once it's declared, because everybody's going to try and leave, right? So you're going to want to have an alternate route that you can take.
An underground tunnel that you've been digging.
Yeah, that's
an
option.
Start digging it right now.
That's an option. But the other option is have a route that you can take on foot if you need to.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
That's out of, you know, the way of people and whatnot. So be armed. Make sure that you have weapons, you know. They might come and take them. Just make sure that you have several weapons in several places and have several types of weapons.
Yeah.
Have rifles, have pistols, have ammo for all those, have a bow, have knives, have everything you can and have them all in different places because you're going to need them, right? So before we end this, there's a few tips that I'm going to give you, and I want you to write them down. I want you to write them down, Cam.
Okay.
All right, at least mentally.
They're already written down.
They're right there in front of you, aren't they? Avoid smartphones at this point, because if you're in martial law, at this point, the government can track you. They know where you're at. You know?
Yeah, which has probably already happened.
Yeah, use a disposable phone if you have to use a cell phone. Only use email for benign communication. I'm not going to send an email to Cameron saying, this is where we're bugging out because we want to avoid this, because they can. That's so easy for them to catch that stuff. They're going to monitor stuff within your area if you're in martial law. So don't use it for that. Avoid posting on social media. Don't tweet every little thing you're doing. Okay, Cameron?
I won't do it.
Avoid surveillance. You know, there's surveillance all around. Avoid it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to get your face on it, and they know that you're in the area. All right? Be smart right now. Pay cash for the things that you buy, if you can, if it's possible. If you're buying guns, if you're buying ammo, pay cash for it. There's no way for them to go back and look at your records.
I didn't think about that.
Say, I know this guy bought 6,000 rounds of .223 ammo 6 months ago. I know he has
40,000 boxes of toilet paper.
Exactly. So if you can't, this dude's got the mother load of toilet paper. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to go get it. Yeah, so be smart now, right? If that scenario happened, like we said, where they're going to confiscate all your food, they're going to stockpile it in a main area in town,
and they're going to
make you come and take a voucher or whatever. Make sure you show up.
Yeah.
Because if you don't show up,
they're going to be like, where are they getting their
Where the
source?
Hell are they getting food?
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to get some food. Even if you have food at home, just make sure you do it. Don't stand out. Be the great man. Everybody's going. Just go. All right? Keep in shape. If you're a fat ass like Cam, you're not going to be able to make it.
Dick.
You know, it's always a good idea to stay in shape for any SHTF situation. Yeah. Seriously, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea to be really, really out of shape. And keep your group together. You know, everything is easier with friends and family. You can all watch out for each other.
Amen.
Amen, brother. And so that's what I have for helping yourself to survive
really good,
martial law.
Really good.
You like that?
I like them.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we move on to some reviews? Because I thought this martial law was kind of a cool thing.
It was.
Thing.
And protecting yourself. Those are some good tips.
Good.
I like them.
You like them. Hey, Cam.
Give me a drink.
Do you want to talk about Elite Survivor?
Give me your drink.
Dude, you're not going to like it.
I won't.
Do you want
like
to talk
it.
About Elite Survivor?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So do you know who they are?
I do. They are
the Elite Survivor. So today's podcast is also brought to you by EliteSurvivor.com, your premier veteran-owned and operated source for survival, prepper, bushcraft, EDC, and outdoor gear.
Everything.
Get yourself prepared and save not 10, but 15% off your first order.
That's
with
such a good
code, Casual Preppers.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so please go see Elite Survivor. They've got so much cool EDC gear. It's awesome.
Billions of things.
Yeah, and 15% off your first order. Just make it a big old order, man. You're going to get a lot.
Buy everything they have.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy it all.
Because
you'll get 15% off from it.
EliteSurvivor.com. Cam, we had a new battle box.
We did.
And
we went and tested her out.
We did. We made a video of the new battle box. It was Mission 24.
Yeah.
And it was the Camp Chef box.
Right.
What was it about, Cam?
Camp Chef.
Yeah, it's about camp chefing.
So, basically, camping stuff. But cooking and, you know, different
Outdoor
ways
cooking.
To cook, actually.
Yeah, and this is all good stuff for preppers, man.
It was, yeah.
Because,
I like this box because it's good stuff.
Man, that is deep.
All right.
I like this
box. I'm going to go through this really fast.
Because good stuff.
Box, good stuff. Yeah. Cook, yummy, done.
Bacon.
So your basic box, you got your portable propane pocket stove, which I thought was awesome, but you need to learn.
Yeah, you got to have the right propane.
Yeah,
bottle.
I had the wrong connection, so we didn't really get to test it out, but it's cool. It comes in a little watertight container and stuff. Pretty cool.
Throw it right in your pocket.
Boom. Light my fire, spice box. Light my fire, spice box.
Yeah,
I don't
cool
what
little
was, what
cool.
Was that?
That was the spice box, man. You put the salt, pepper, and the.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
You know.
Yep, we cooked some eggs, and
they were delicious.
I had a little nice. I had some seasoning salt in there.
Yeah, it was good.
A cookbook.
Yep.
Which is actually pretty good. I looked through it. It has nice pictures.
Yeah, it does have. The pictures were awesome.
A telescoping hot dog marshmallow roaster.
Yep, you always need one of those.
Yeah, it's nice. Got a little nice rubber handle.
Yeah.
Won't burn your hand.
Yeah.
And it's actually smartly positioned. Like the ends are pointed away from
outwards.
Each other.
Yeah.
So your wiener doesn't fall off in the fire. Always important.
I hate it when my wiener falls off in the fire.
And then the Ready Man has a little card that bends into a skewer. And then you get your automatic renewal for... You know, $10 value
Ready Man.
Of ReadyMan. The advanced box, $50, has your Wildo Campa box complete.
Oh yeah, that was the
Is it Wildo or Wildo?
I don't know how to say it. But that's the little bowls and the cups and the stuff,
oh yeah,
right?
That was cool. They fold out into
They fold out and they're really
we
lightweight.
Ate on them. They were nice.
Yep.
And I cleaned them up.
Yep.
Fantastic. Washed out really good.
Did they? Good, good.
Portable campfire collapsible tripod. That thing I thought was really strange.
Yeah, it was really nice. Good tripod for cooking anything over a fire.
You can adjust the height based on how many legs you twist onto it, and then it's got a little chain that hooks. Pretty cool.
It was good stuff.
The Pro Box has the Stansport 2 burner camp stove, which is what we cooked on.
Right. It's just like a little
can. Just tight.
It's like a Coleman stove, but yeah, it's made by Stansport or whoever that was.
Yep. So. Yep.
Yeah, it was nice.
So it worked perfect.
Yeah.
And then this box also comes with your Readyman Premium automatic renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Pro Plus box came with a Utica.
Utica.
I think. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cutlery. Survival knife.
Yeah, it's a
big, beefy mother.
It's beefy, man. It's really substantial.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's a heavy one. I split some wood with it.
Yeah, boom. I'm excited to get out and use it a little.
Did
more.
Not cut myself once during the filming.
Didn't. That was awesome.
Yeah.
First. Yeah, it was a good box. I liked it. I really liked it. Actually.
I did too.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Oh, it came with the little paracord bracelet too. I forgot about.
Oh,
that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, paracord bracelet.
So yeah, cool box. Great box.
Very good stuff.
Everything's usable.
It is, yeah. So you can check out our video of that, which is on our website.
Yeah.
Right now, actually. So survival boxes, send us out. Man, these guys have some really cool stuff. I'm really excited about what they send out. So excited, actually. So they've
number
got
one, food.
I know. That's
I
what I like
food.
About it.
I really like
they're
that.
Sending out food with their stuff, which is really cool. So their Bravo box, which is their food box, right? So it's how much do you pay for this? I can't remember. It was like $39 or something. God, why do I keep forgetting this?
Stupid.
I know. Anyways, so the Bravo box came with two Mountain House meals. And which ones were they, Cam?
There was like the noodles and chicken.
Noodles and chicken.
And noodles and chicken number two.
Well, yeah, I think that was in a different box. But there's granola and raspberries or something like that. Or strawberries. Really cool stuff.
Right. Yep. And cheesy lasagna.
Yeah, so you get two Mountain House meals. You get four Wise Food things. And then you get the food ration.
So freaking sweet.
And then you also get the heirloom seeds, which we got zucchini seeds this time. So I can't tell you how invaluable this stuff is going to be for everybody.
And it just keeps coming.
I can't.
Like, that's what's so nice about it.
Yeah, I can't stress it enough. I think this is a great idea to go to survival boxes and get one of these. You know, if you're still looking to get gear as well, you can get their Alpha box.
Yeah.
And
it's
that's
just
cool.
Gear, right?
No, the Alpha box.
Oh, that's the combo?
That's your combo box. So you stop making that noise. You get the gear plus you get the food. Yeah. So with the Alpha box, you get the two Mountain House meals, and then you get the water pouches. You get two water pouches.
And then you get the MRE.
And then you get the seeds as well. But with it, you also got the Goal Zero Flip 10 charger. Do you have that charger, Cam? You want to look at that? It's really cool. It's a battery backup charger made by Goal Zero. I think that's it, right?
Is this it? Or is this just the light?
Oh, that might be candle. The lamp. Yeah. There's also a mini lantern candles that you can get.
Freaking noisy digging through this.
I know. Okay, you don't need to pull it
out.
It's
in
fine.
There.
We know what it is.
I won't pull it out.
So you get a little mini lantern for those little survival candles, which is really cool.
That
really
was
like
awesome.
That. Yeah, and then you also got extra candles. And then you got Four Direction Bushcraft wax rounds. Those are the things we were looking at. So they're emergency fire starters. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They're in all those, huh?
So the Alpha box, you get both. You get gear and you get food. I think that is freaking
the best combo.
Sweet, yes, absolutely. And then they've got their gear box, and they have an item in this. This is really cool. So they got the Goal Zero Torch 250. It's a multifunction flashlight and survival tool. Basically, it's got a solar panel, a big built-in solar panel to it, but it's also got a crank.
Oh, is there two of these?
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet.
I think. Anyways, did you look at that Goal Zero thing, the torch? Oh, man, it's so cool.
This one?
The big sucker.
Yeah. You showed me.
Yeah, it's
that
really
one
cool.
Is really
it's an $80
sweet.
Value. It's ridiculously
cool.
It's
got cool. A massive solar panel
it
on
does,
it.
It does, yeah. So you can charge stuff with it, but it's also a light, so it's really cool. It's and you also get cool. In this one, you also get the lantern kit. You get the extra the mini lantern candles. This one actually came with a cold steel Finn Bear knife, and that's kind of similar to a Mora knife type of deal, bushcraft knife, which
it's
is
cool
really
grip,
cool.
Yeah.
Yep, and then you also get the four direction bushcraft wax rounds with the fire starters with those.
Booyah!
So I got to tell you, every time I get a survival box, I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been super impressed with everything they've done.
Very smartly put together.
So I want you guys all to run out and grab one. Just let them know that we sent you over there. You know, send them a message. Hey.
Casual Preppers.
Casual Preppers sent us over here.
No, their stuff's awesome.
Yeah, can't.
Not even.
Can't stress it enough. They're really cool. So that's our subscription boxes for today. But we also have another product. Man, we got products coming out our butt.
I don't know why I said that. Not that kind of guy.
Slide belts. Slide belts sent us out their
slickery.
Their belts. It's a survival belt. This is the
wearing
one
it right now.
Yeah, we talked about it on our Christmas prepper episode.
Special.
Yeah, our Christmas special. And they were kind enough to send a couple out for us to test.
Yeah.
So do you want to kind of tell them about it a little bit, Cam?
Yeah, so I know it's funny that we ended up getting them because I really thought they were sweet.
Yeah.
So in the buckle itself, so the buckle's made of like a glass-filled nylon body. So it looks kind of plasticky, but it's very, very durable.
Right. So if there is one downfall to this whole
is a look.
Belt. Well, no, I don't even think it's a look. I just think the fact that it's not metal, the whole thing.
Yeah, I can understand.
That's the only thing.
For the price,
yeah.
I agree with you.
I feel like it should be all metal. But
I do kind of understand why they didn't go metal.
Yeah, I mean, weight.
It's lighter.
Yeah.
I mean,
it makes
technically
sense.
Probably a little bit, almost less likely to be failed. I just
maybe it is. Yeah, that was a small stroke. But I do agree, yes. Maybe it is, you know, more durable
I
the
think
way they
like,
built it.
Yeah. So
if it comes in, it's not completely metal.
Yeah.
Don't fret because it really does feel really durable. I mean,
yeah,
it does.
It does. So the belt itself is like super durable. I mean, we talked about it. I'm not going to really go into detail. It's heat resistant.
Yeah.
And you cut it to fit. Like you get a really big belt and mm-hmm. so you can always make it exactly
whatever
how
size
you
want
it. And the nice thing is you can interchange it. So if you get like a tan one, you have a black one or a red one, you know, you can,
yep.
it'll go in the buckle because it's like a latch buckle.
Yeah. So it's a really similar buckle to like the mission belt that we talked about.
Right, right.
It's
There's
got
just
the,
no way
the
of
latches.
Slipping on the track.
Yeah, you can't
it's
slip.
Super durable.
Yep.
And it shows like videos of them tying up logs and carrying them over mm-hmm. their back. So you've got inside the belt itself, you've got a little aluminum LED, which is also dually a little ferro rod.
Yeah.
And you just twist it and it's
so
super
it's like a
bright.
Tiny flashlight, but yeah, it's really
so it slips in on the inside. So there's really no way of it falling out. Did you say yours was kind of loose?
I think maybe I need to play with mine a little more. Did
you? You need to play with it all the time.
Yeah.
I've been wearing mine a lot and it's been like I can barely get it out. Mine's
really
super
okay.
Tight, yeah.
Once I got it in there, it was hard to get out, but that was a problem. I was like, well, how do I get this thing out now? Hmm. You know, once I got it in there, so I just need to play with it a little more.
It's weird. This is getting weird.
It's not weird until you make it weird, man.
Okay. So it's got a bottle opener on the knife. So the knife actually flips out of the one side of the buckle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little short blade, but also has a little notch in there you can
but
pop
it,
your beer
I
bottle
mean it's
open.
Sharp and it's effective
super
for
sharp.
Cutting paracord cutting anything you need to it'll be
yeah.
really nice
so pretty sweet and it's you know stainless steel knife and mm-hmm. very durable and then you've got like I said the ferro rod and then
what
that's
else?
About it I mean that's
yeah
you know and I don't know if they're in the future gonna make a little GPS locator which I think would be more worth the price
sure yeah the price what's the price
oh you
it?
Know it's actually $150 now.
Oh, it's $150.
So it used
okay,
to be
good.
Like it used to be more.
Yeah,
$150, and I see sales a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's back ordered, so they sold a bunch.
Wow,
2 to 4 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, that's good for them. That's awesome.
No, it is. I think that their idea is sweet. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a really good.
I
belt.
Wear it pretty much all the time when I'm not at work.
It's durable. I mean,
at
that
work,
thing is really strong. It's durable.
But I've worn it to work too. I mean, the
Have
belt.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look nice. They don't look like a survival belt.
Wore to church
belt.
Even, remember?
Oh, you did, didn't you? Yeah, they look really nice. They don't look like you're wearing some weird freaking
yeah.
belt. You
yeah,
know?
It doesn't look like a Batman
yeah.
belt or something.
Batman belt.
So it's pretty sweet. I really like them.
Yeah.
I recommend taking a look at them and making the decision.
How can
on your
someone
own.
Find it? How can they find it?
Just go to slidebelts.com. It's
slidebelts.
Actually right on the front page. And
oh,
just
it
click
is.
It. So okay. boom.
Fantastic. Go to slidebelts.com. Let them know Casual Prepper sent you.
Yeah,
right.
do, please.
Okay, we've got one more product. I'm sorry that we have so many reviews, but these are cool things that we think you guys will like. You know, we really do. So there's a company called Sear Patches. That's S-E-R-E Patches. You can find them at searpatches.com. They make some really, really cool survival patches, and I've been wearing mine. I've been kind of playing with it a little bit. They're cool. So
smart. like a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. You know, you can throw them on your bug out bag. You can throw them on your hat. I had mine on my hat because I've got the Tac Pack hat that has the Velcro.
But there's
on
tons
it.
Of stuff. I mean, there's vests that you can put them on. You can put them on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your shoes.
So these run about 20. We got the Minimalist Survival Patch and it's Velcro. It was like $20. So
Minimalist in that it doesn't have very much in it.
Yeah, so they've got a bunch of different types.
Oh, cool.
Right, the one we got was the Minimalist. So
nice.
These are all made in USA, right? And they have a hidden compartment to hold all the items that I'm going to list right here. So they have a 3 3/32 by 2-inch ferro rod in there.
Cool.
So you can start a fire. They've got a 12 millimeter button compass, so you got a little compass. 2 water purification tablets.
Holy crap.
Yeah, 2 Eagle Claw fishing hooks, 10 feet of 30-pound Power Pro fishing line.
What is that one in? Is that the one you have?
That's the one I have, yeah.
Man, that's not very thick.
I know.
Like I didn't even know it was full of anything.
It has some tinder, and then it has 6 inches of Gorilla Tape. So this is something that...
Jeez.
Yeah, it's an awesome EDC item. So
you
that
think
stuff
it'd be like
with
the size
you.
Of like a macaroni and cheese packet.
I know, exactly. Macaroni and cheese. So these things are $20. I think they're a really cool idea, and I think you guys should all go take a look at them. They're all handmade.
Definitely want one.
Made in the U.S. These guys are awesome. So please go check out Sear Patches. Let them know we sent you, you know.
Amen again.
Amen again, yeah. We got amens going all over the place, don't we?
Cool.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All righty. So you really want this?
Absolutely.
So Kobe has problems with this, so he'll like it.
I have problems with this?
Epistaxis. Bloody noses.
Oh, yeah. I do, actually. God.
So pretty common and pretty
I had no
frequent.
Idea what that was when I read it. I was like, what the hell is
this? I know.
This?
You just don't hear it.
No.
I like the sound of it. Epistaxis. So bloody noses. I mean, environment, trauma, whatever. You're going to probably come across the bloody nose.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just freaking... I've been having a lot lately, so...
We have a really dry air out here.
We do. Super dry. So 90% of the time, it's an anterior nosebleed. So, you know, it's not deep down by your throat. It's typically out near the front where it dries out the most.
Yeah.
There's a little spot right there called the Kieselbach plexus, which is where a bunch of little arterioles come together. So you get a little sore there and it just opens up again and again and again. And it bleeds like a sieve. So ways to kind of control this. I mean, the old standard way is pinching your nose off. So you want to, you know, the easiest way is just, you know, you follow the bridge of your nose down and you can feel the bone. And as soon as that drops off, that's where you pinch and you apply pressure for 10 minutes.
Wow.
I know.
I've got that kind of time.
I've never applied it for that long. But I mean, if you really want to get rid of it,
yeah,
keep pressure on it.
I've had some that have lasted like that.
I know.
Long,
it's freaky. You're like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I told you when I at my parents, I stayed at their place. They put new sheets on the bed.
Oh,
and
no.
I woke up and I was like rubbing my nose and I'm like, oh, man. I got a runny nose all of a sudden. I woke up with blood everywhere. It looked like somebody tried to bludgeon me to death.
Someone had a baby in your bed or something.
Yeah, it was disgusting. So if that doesn't control it, the other way you can do it is if the basic thing is have some Afrin. So I don't think Afrin's a great thing for opening up congestion just because, you know, it burns your nose and it can cause local
that's
inflammation.
That's like nasal stuff you suck up your nose, right?
Yeah, so okay. Afrin. But it's a vasoconstrictor, so you squirt it on some gauze, and you pack it in your nose, and it shrinks all the blood vessels, so clotting's way easier.
Man, I need to get some of that.
That's what the ER does most of the time.
Dude,
so just Afrin.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I know.
I need to go get some.
So, when
it's
going to
be like part of my EDC, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm probably going to run into this more where I'm going to work.
I'm
going to
make a pocket dump picture with my Afrin and my hanky.
Yeah. So any vasoconstrictor, but that's the most accessible and easy to use. So
nice.
You just soak it in it and just jam it up in your nose.
I like that.
Yeah. So it just constricts all the blood vessels. So if that fails, then your third thing is you need to do a complete packing. So the average adult takes 3 feet of gauze to pack the entire nasal cavity.
Good gracious.
You know, not a deep, just pack
but
in
just,
the front.
Wow.
So, yeah, you want to have some like Vaseline coated or impregnated gauze so that it doesn't stick and you don't pull the scab off when you pull it out. And you just pack it up in there and leave it for, if you're doing a pack job, you want to leave it in there for about 48 hours.
Seriously?
Since you're packing so much up in there.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's a long time. The bad thing is the bleeding and stuff can fill up your sinuses and you're prone to infection.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do that and leave it in there, you probably want to start an antibiotic.
Wow.
Just during that time, just to prevent. Oh, 48 man. Hours, yeah, you can remove it. And then if that doesn't help, this is typically why people go to the ER. Well, actually, no. Most of the time it can be controlled easily. But posterior bleeds are when it's bleeding way back deep, like beyond the turbinates.
I've had one of those before.
Yeah, those suckers.
They're weird.
They're like, it just pours down your throat.
Yeah, right down your throat.
So I guess I didn't say when you pinch your nose, you're supposed to lean your head forward. But if you're, yeah. you know, the old way is like tipping yeah. your head back and you just choke on it and swallow a bunch and throw it up.
Yeah.
So posterior bleed, if you have, I mean, really the only way is to go in to have a professional do it. But if you have a Foley catheter, so Foley catheters have the little balloon that keep it up in your bladder. So yeah. they stick it up in there and they inflate the balloon. You actually run, like coat the balloon in Vaseline and you run it down your nasal cavity till it drops in the back of your throat.
Oh my gosh.
Inflate the balloon and pull it up until it plugs
off. I'm not
off.
Doing that.
I know, no way. There's no right? way. So... that's for the really serious bleeds. So you do that, and then you pack the front. So you have it blocked from going down your throat, down the back,
yeah.
and then you plugged it up the front.
Wow.
Plug it up the front.
Yeah, my dad's actually had such bad nosebleeds, he's had to cauterize
yeah,
know,
that's
quite a few times.
It's kind of the way that they do it.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway,
yeah, no, that's good stuff. I'm going to have to go get some Afrin.
Yeah, the Afrin seriously. Is definitely, that's what I would recommend
That's a
doing.
Huge deal.
You soak it and pack it in there.
Nice. I'm going to try that. Well, Cameron.
Wow.
Well done.
My throat hurts.
I know. So thanks for listening, guys. Make
right
sure
on.
You come see us at casualpreppers.com. Come join us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, we're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
we're going to be busting some more videos out.
Yeah, we are.
Pushing our YouTube channel.
Every week, we're hoping to throw out either a review video or some quick tips for you guys.
We got a new one up there, so check that out.
Yeah, make sure to check that out because it's pretty cool. We appreciate you guys listening. You guys are awesome. Look for the book coming out soon.
Yes.
You guys are going to enjoy it. I think you're going to like it.
I think so.
Yeah,
if you like Kobe, you're going to like it. If you like me, you probably like it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. so anyways, we'll see you later, guys.